Hello and welcome. This is Jordan Crace and I will be bringing you this week's SEC Modcast. Today we will recap all that's been going on in the world of SEC change. This will include the October working group discussions, Bayes consultations currently open, and the potential changes to the November 2019 SEC release date. Starting with the working group, this was held on the Wednesday just past, the 2nd of October, where four modifications were discussed. These were SEC Modification 46, allow DNOs to control electric vehicle charges connected to smart meter infrastructure, SEC Mod 62, northbound application traffic management, alert storm protection, and SEC Mod 67, service request traffic management, and finally SEC Mod 79, provisions for withdrawing modifications. As lead analyst of SEC Modification 46, I will be covering the discussions and outcomes of this modification. So for background, this modification is seeking to allow DNOs to control the charging of electric vehicles in emergency scenarios where they've detected that feeders are in danger of overloading due to high consumption rates. This is predicted to become an increasing issue as the demand for EVs is increasing and more domestic chargers are being installed, faster charging chargers are being installed. So with that, the solution is to use HCalcs. This modification is seeking to allow the DNOs to send the relevant service request to be able to control HCalcs connected electric vehicle chargers. So getting into the working group discussions, it was agreed that we should be coordinating with other developments occurring in the electric vehicle space, and the solution design should be able to future-proof for this. The cost that was returned in the assessment was just over £500,000, and this was received well by the working group members. There was further discussion around the optional requirements that were provided to the DCC in the business requirements and the impacts they would have on the costs and timeline. It was decided that both the optional requirements would remain in the solution. However, this did highlight the need for an additional requirement. This would be an alert sent from the DSPs to the DNOs if a supplier attempts to kick an HCalcs from a smart metering system. So this would be in a scenario if a device is creating an issue on the system, the supplier can remove that device to allow normal operation of that system. The working group agreed that it would be best if the DNO was notified that the device was kicked from the system, as the solution that has been devised by the modification is used in a time-sensitive scenario. Therefore, they would need to know which devices are not operational beforehand. And finally, we discussed the ALCS/HCalcs list and that this will need to be mandated. There will be a refinement consultation issued in the coming weeks where we'll be asking questions on some of the specifics, so please watch this space. Next, we have Harry Jones to outline the discussions of SEC Modification 62 and SEC Modification 67. Over to you, Harry.
Thanks, Jordan. So, here's what happened with Mod 62, Northbound Application Traffic Management Alert Storm Protection, at the working group this month. So the DCC answered some questions that were raised during a modification report consultation in July and change board in August. So the working group took note of these, and basically they had some new questions that arose from these answers that the DCC provided. So as a result, the next steps were inconclusive. So what we're going to do now is we're going to answer these questions at the next working group meeting on the 6th of November. And judging on what we get back, we will then assess the solution if it requires any changes, any impacts this will have on the implementation approach, and if we need to send out another refinement consultation before going back to panel with any of the new findings.
Great, thanks. And for SEC Modification 67?
Sure thing. Here's what happened with Mod 67, Service Request Traffic Management, at the working group. So due to Mod 62 a moment ago taking up a little bit more time than expected, we have less time to cover this modification in detail. That said, from the working group, there was a consensus that there was more information that's needed before it could be sent out to industry for a refinement consultation. So this will return to the working group on the 6th of November, where we'll look to provide more detail into the proposed solution, the planned implementation approach before it goes to refinement consultation, and later to requesting an impact assessment.
Thanks, Harry. Finally, we have Bradley Baker here for SEC Modification 79. Care to say a few words, Brad?
Sure. So this was the first time MP79 provisions for withdrawing modifications have been taken to the working group. We started off by summarising the issues surrounding this proposal, how the power to withdraw modifications lies solely with the proposer, and how this has resulted in situations where modifications have stagnated due to the proposer no longer being engaged in the process or no longer wants their modifications to progress. There are also modifications that are unlikely to be implemented due to costs outweighing the benefits, which are remaining open and not moving forwards. This, of course, results in the misuse of time and effort which we believe our business requirements seek to resolve. We informed the working group that we would like to extend the power to withdraw to the panel, that they will need to provide detailed rationale, and that the proposer will have the right to appeal the decision to authority within 10 working days. We received generally positive feedback for these business requirements, though it is worth noting that a working group member emphasised the circumstances for a modification to be considered for withdrawal must clearly be defined. This, of course, will be looked into.
Thanks, Brad. Were there any further things discussed at the working group?
Yeah, sure. So we also received a question asking if the modification would only affect modifications raised after the potential implementation date, to which we said that this modification will also be used for modifications raised prior to implementation date.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and the next degree steps of this modification will be to send it out for refinement consultation, which we're looking to do next week.
Cool, sounds good. We'll keep an eye out for that one as well then. Perfect, thank you, Brad. All right, the summary for all these working group discussions will be available on our website mid-next week. All right, next on the list for today's discussions is the Bayes consultations currently on our website. We currently have two Bayes consultations open. The first is delivering a smart system, a smart meter policy framework for post-2020. This is aimed to provide clarity on the government's plans beyond the end of 2020 and Bayes requests responses by 10 a.m. on Monday the 11th of November. The second Bayes consultation we currently have open is a Bayes proposed changes to SEC Schedule 11, the Technical Specifications Applicability Tables. These changes will add installation validity period and maintenance validity period end dates for the Communications Hub Technical Specifications versions 1.0 and version 1.1. This is a consequence of industry's agreement to include both CHITS 1.1 and CHITS 1.3 compatibly Communications Hub availability with new and amended milestones on the Joint Industry Plan, the JIP. The consultation closes on 11th of October 2019, so get in quick. All comments and responses should be submitted to smartmetering@bayes.gov.uk. And finally, we have information regarding the November 2019 SEC release. The panel have requested to the authority a change of date for the November 2019 SEC release from the 7th of November to the 24th of November. This was asked of the panel by the DCC, with the rationale being that this would allow them to meet the DCC operational requirements. Changes to the initial operating capability timeline means that there is less time between this and the November SEC release. The DCC needs time between major releases to resolve any major defects. This delay in the November release will also allow time for defects to be resolved that have been identified during system integration testing and user integration testing. For full details, please visit our About Releases webpage and a formal notification will be sent out once we have a decision from the authority on the change of date. That's all for now. If you have any comments or queries on any of the topics covered, please get in contact and we will be happy to help out. Bye for now.